Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. It's a 13-year-old website this month. It had a birthday this month. And we keep trying to improve it, making it better for you all the time. We're always working on it. And to make it easier for you to navigate, easier for you to find the things that are on your mind. So I hope you'll go there and check it out. If you don't have anything on your mind, you'll find some cool stuff there on the front page. And links back into other stuff once you find what you like. Or if you have something on your mind, then we have a search engine there. So check it out and see what you think. And lots of cool stuff. You got 5 seconds, you got 15 minutes, anywhere in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. We got something there for you at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the newsletter is there. Subscribe to that. And don't forget to answer our poll question right there on the homepage. We have a different question every week. I've been talking about pricing strategy. You know, folks, we're, as you've heard me say before this week, we're in a situation where we're in a long recovery period. And so we've been through these recessions before and the recoveries before, where the whole thing from beginning to end would last maybe 18 months. And I'm talking about from expansion to expansion with the recession and recovery in the middle. The whole thing might last 18 months or 2 years at the most. And the only real pain that people felt was maybe, you know, in the middle there for the 12 to 18 months in the middle. But we're already way beyond that time right now. And there's no end in sight for a lot of the headwinds, for a lot of the structural toxins that are in the economy right now, with regard to unemployment, with regard to taxes, health care, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of stuff like that. And these are things that are going to take, some of them could take years to resolve, especially the unemployment situation. So that's going to have an impact. That's definitely having an impact on the relative vibrancy of the marketplace and your ability to get business, to grow sales revenue, but not just to grow sales revenue, because remember the small business owners, it's not what you make, it's what you keep that matters. If you're trying to drive top line sales revenue and that's your only goal, you know, good luck. How's that working out for you? This may be a tough time to try to do that. And if that's what your focus is, then you might be discounting more than you need to. And so if you're driving sales and discounting to drive those sales, then that might make you feel, you know, that might feed your ego, but it's not feeding your bottom line. Because sales, you don't spend sales, folks. Sales do not put any kind of equity on your balance sheet or in your pocket. Only profits do that. So maybe you'd be better off to pull back on the sales revenue, to maybe not try to grow the top line so much, if that means that you can hold your pricing structure. You can keep your prices at a certain level. You can maintain the perceived value of your products with your customers. Because remember, there's that dance between pricing and expenses in sales, and between revenue and expenses, revenue and cost of goods sold, that creates your gross profit. And so you can play around with those two, can't you? You can play around with those two. More sales, lower prices gives you X gross profit. Lower sales, higher margins, gross margins, could give you the same gross profit. So what's best for your company? And this comes back to my strategy idea, what I'm talking about in terms of pricing strategy. Too many small businesses have a sales strategy, which is everything I can get. I want to do $1 million in sales this year. I want to do $6 million, whatever it may be. You got that budget. You know what I want you to do? I want you to not focus on that first. I don't want you to focus on sales first. I want you to focus on gross profit percent first, gross profit dollars first, because those are the real dollars that you'll have at the end of the day to pay your fixed operating expenses to then result in profit, hopefully, on the bottom line, which is the measure. Sales revenue is not the best measure of success for a business, folks. It's one measurement, but it's not the king. The king is, well, there are two kings, as you know. There's the bottom line net profit, and then there's also cash. So think about this. Think about gross profit first. Drive gross profit and make sure that gross profit is enough to pay your expenses. But drive gross profit not from the standpoint of driving sales, but from the standpoint of protecting your pricing structure, the value of your products. Because as we work through this recession, as we work through this recovery, as we move toward this long-term period, working toward an expansion and farther away from the recession, at some point in time, you're going to have a little pricing power. You're going to be able to raise your prices a little bit. It's going to be, I don't know when that's going to happen, if it's going to be tomorrow or a year from now, you're going to have the ability to raise your prices a little bit. And so remember my hamburger example? You had a $1.50 hamburger and you discounted it to $1.25. Well, you can only come up from $1.25 to your new pricing to raise your prices. If you never discounted your hamburger, if you just had less sales, but you kept your price of your hamburger at $1.50, now you can go up from there. And a lot of good things happen when you think about your pricing power and pricing strategy instead of sales strategy. Stay with us. 10 Till, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.